Here at the first station of the cross, we meet Jesus at his trial, where he is accused of being a threat to national security. The ravening crowd pronounces his death sentence. Crucify him! Crucify him! And weak-willed Pilate gives in, handing Christ over to be tortured by the state and led to his execution. In Henry Ossawa Tanner's painting, The Savior, all this commotion is relegated to outside the picture plane, as the focus is put on a silent, haggard, praying Christ, portrayed as an ordinary man of Jewish ancestry. Rendered in loose, expressive brushstrokes, the waist-up profile portrait does not over-spiritualize its subject, as religious portraits at the time were wont to do. Instead, Christ's face is filled with a sense of deep, personal struggle, but also raw determination, and his bowed posture underscores both his dejection and his humility. To ground the figure in reality, Tanner uses a restricted palette of mottled browns and beiges, the colors of the earth. Born in 1859 to a prominent minister in the African Methodist Episcopal Church, Tanner was raised in Philadelphia and in 1879 became the first black student at the Pennsylvania Academy of the Fine Arts, where he studied under the progressive painter Thomas Eakins. His work found critical favor, even more so after he moved to Paris in 1891. When Tanner started painting biblical subjects, art critic Rodman Wanamaker financed an all-expenses-paid trip for him to the Middle East so that he could familiarize himself with the people and places he was painting. The Savior is based on one of the sketches Tanner made during this trip.